Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Passover is the first of the seven Jewish feasts which God gave the Jewish people to foretell the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's the headline. Steve Herzig comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Explain the seven feast days from God, which are given to the Jewish people there in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23.
The first feast that God gives is Passover, which of course talks about redemption. Children of Israel redeemed out of bondage from Egypt, and immediately following, without any break whatsoever, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that's why Jewish people often call Passover one name for the two feasts. But the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a reminder to the Jewish people to continue what they did that first night, which happened only once, the Passover, the slaying of the lamb, the eating of unleavened bread. They head out in a hurry, and so we remember that eight-day feast, really two separate feasts. And then following that is 3 days later is the Feast of First Fruits. And First Fruits is a harvest feast. And Jimmy, we know as Christians, wait, First Fruits, we know Jesus rose from the grave. He's the First Fruits, and more will follow. 50 days later, we're reminded in the New Testament of the Feast of Pentecost. And then we come to the Fall Feast, and that would be Rosh Hashanah, the first of the civil new year, the head of the year, Rosh Hashanah. 10 days following that is Yom Kippur, and then following that is the Feast of Tabernacles. These feasts tell a story. They tell a story of redemption and consummation to the Jewish people as a people and a land that God has selected for his vehicle to bring redemption to mankind. And of course, for the Church of Jesus Christ, this tells us the same thing, redemption to consummation. It's a wonderful story.
Steve Herzig with the details of the seven Jewish feast days that reveal the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 23, the Lord gave a prophecy to the Jewish people to reveal the true Jewish Messiah, the person of Jesus Christ. As we study God's word in chapter 27 of Matthew, we read how Jesus fulfilled the first three of the Jewish feasts. Christ was crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, and he resurrected on the Jewish Feast of First Fruits. That's foretold in Leviticus 23 and a record of fulfillment in Matthew 27. Jesus will also fulfill the last three Jewish feasts as well. His second coming on trumpets, he enters the temple on Yom Kippur, and he starts the kingdom period on the Feast of Tabernacles. God's plan will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...